Vern, there's always been this issue about athletes being role models, and it's difficult, as you know, to make a broad general assessment, but I'm going to ask you anyway. Do you think that the actions of the Olympic athletes teach our kids mostly good things or bad things?
I think mostly good. I'm an optimist in some ways about what the lessons are that emanate from the athletes down to into the young people's world. I think the whole Olympic concept, I know it's over commercialized. We all understand and accept that, and I know that in the summer, I mean, the shoe companies just dictate so much, and that tends to make one very cynical. But here again, I keep going back to these the two sports in the Winter Olympics that I know best, figure skating and Nordic combined. I really do know the kind of sacrifice that skaters, male and female, go through to earn a spot on their respective Olympic teams, and the effort that's put in, the dedication that's required. And I know the same about the much less popular sport of Nordic combined. And I think, I really believe, that on the whole, the lessons learned from these people who compete at that high level are beneficial to our youngsters.
Now, Vern, no matter what sport may be, whether we're talking amateur, professional, the issue of drugs comes up, specifically these days performance-enhancing drugs. And I'm just curious how common you think the use of steroids is among our Olympic athletes.
Well, I was optimistic about the previous question. I'm a little pessimistic and somewhat cynical about this one. It's there, and it's a constant race between those who find ways to mask the use of steroids or other performance-enhancing drugs, and those who try and catch them. We've seen what happened in baseball. I'm not foolish enough to think it doesn't happen in the winter sports and the summer sports as well. I mean, you know, what track and field has gone through and may still be going through is alarming. And we've all heard about blood doping and, you know, other anything, it seems to me, by a certain group of people that can help you go, become stronger, faster, and jump higher. Their level of cynicism seems to be a dominant facet of their lives. I'm going on and on here, but it bothers me. As pure as I'd like to think they are, I'm realistic enough to know that not all of them are.
Vern, anything else you might want to comment on concerning the Olympics, which we haven't talked about? And then I certainly want to ask you what's going on with you these days.
I'm heavily involved in our college basketball. I did a game in the West Coast last week. We had Duke Georgetown a week before in Washington, and we're blessed to have the president do commentary with Clark Kellogg and me. If I had to do one event before it's all over for me, I'd love to get a shot at one more Olympics. Either winter or summer. I've never done the summer, ever. I'm terribly envious of Tom Hammond, who at NBC, who gets to do track and field in the summer and figure skating in the winter. That would be something I'd really love to do.